Welcome to Practical Dorm Leading Tips with Joy and Rebecca. And so we kind of did a rough addition of the weeks we've spent in a dorm with campers, and we've almost spent, between the two of us, nearly a year in the dorms with campers. We're a little short. So we were going to bring all of our dorm leading wisdom to you guys for this session. So that was a good session. Thanks for attending. It was good and sweet and short, and we're done. So with dorm leading, that's what you find, right? As you do it, you realize how much more you have to learn and how much you can grow and improve. So we will try to share some things with you, maybe some reminders that you already know. Maybe there's some things that you can pick up to prepare for this coming summer. But the first thing is we're going to think about schedule, because being on schedule and knowing what's going on with the schedule is really helpful for your role to also support and play into the whole camper's experience. So this is schedules that you get, right? Whole week, all on one page. And so remembering how to navigate that is helpful. I'll do Andrew's little tip. So if you look on Monday, nature program, can you read that from back there? Okay. What time does the nature program start? It starts at 9. So good. Okay. And then let's go down to chapel time in the evening. Ooh, this one, mostly all the chapels are close to the same. What time does it start? So that's like you're in your seat, it's starting, right? That's not starting your campers walking from, you know, up by your dorm or something other. So realizing those are start times of the events, not time to go prepare, is good to keep in mind. So that beginning, that what's the first time on the schedule all through the week? 7:30. Well, breakfast was a little earlier there on Sunday. Okay, you got to watch those little parentheses, because sometimes there's some additions, so keep that in mind. But that rise and shine time, your schedule starts before that, right? There's a whole section on that schedule that's not written in that's really important for dorm leaders, because that rise and shine is maybe wake your campers up, your campers rise and shine, but that's not your rise and shine time, right? What all needs to happen before that rise and shine time for you guys? You get to use the mic for folks that are listening in. Tell me something that needs to happen for you guys before you wake your campers up.
Time with God and praying.
Yeah, right? Some personal connection between you and God. It might be short. It might be, God, help me through the day. But it needs to happen, right? So you need a little bit of time there. What else needs to happen before that?
Like if you need a shower or something, you need to be ready so that way when the kids are up, you can be watching them.
Yes, and we want you to come to breakfast looking like you're awake and brushed your hair and your teeth. So that needs to happen before you help the campers. What else needs to happen in that time frame? Yes, Abby, that, don't give me that face. That has to, I mean, not showers. Those are optional sometimes when you're in a hurry. But other things.
Overview of the schedule?
Yeah, having an idea of what's ahead of the day so that you can help your campers be prepared and not have to run back to the dorm 100 times. You're going to run back 50 times, but hopefully not 100 times. Okay, so let's see. Anything else in that morning? All right, so you go to get your campers up, okay? By Tuesday, you probably already know who maybe needs to be woken up earlier, right? The one that needs 10 times of wake-up nudge, okay? So being aware of that and starting your time earlier is really helpful. Because you're trying to get your campers down to the patio on time, because that first time of the day is really important to roll into the rest of the day. So that's a key point to prepare for and hit, is getting your campers down to breakfast to the patio a little before that time, right? Because that start time is when we're going to pray and get organized and start moving in. So calculating your walking time from your far dorms can also catch you off guard sometimes, right? Because sometimes your campers don't walk as fast as you thought they were. And then you adjust the next day, okay? So always a lot of adjustment and flexibility. Okay, let's look at another pinch point that I think can be difficult for us dorm leaders. And that is right after lunch, what follows? It can be a couple different things. I heard rest time. I heard missionary story. Sometimes a skit is wedged in there. Sometimes there's a few things that happen in that lunch block or right after that lunch block. But rest time is coming. Who is that rest time for? I got a mixture of answers there. I got us. I got everybody. I got campers. Okay, you need to shift your mindset if you said anything but campers. That rest time is for campers. You may get a bonus of a little rest if you get a good routine established, but that is a rest time for your campers, and in reality, it's about half of that block is rest time. The other half is prep for the afternoon, particularly for your camper that needs a little bit of extra to get moving, right? So I think this is probably one of the hardest times for dorm leaders to be timely, is that block right after rest time. So right after rest time, usually we're starting craft, sports, archery, different things there on the schedule. It's at 2 o'clock. And many times I see campers leaving the dorm at 2 or 2:05, 2:10. So that means then your afternoon schedule, you're going to have to be playing rush my campers, rush my campers, rush my campers, which then that doesn't leave you the time to have the conversations, to slow down and enjoy the activity with your camper. So managing that rest time and leaving your dorm on time to be at the craft room, that's quite a walk from the other end of the valley, or at the archery from the dorms that are nearby, you need to plan ahead on that. So rest time is, yes, rest for the campers, get a good routine so that they quiet down and have that opportunity to rest, but then it's prep and getting them ready for going again. Anybody experience that? Rest time is one of the hardest times to manage? Okay, yep, it is. So having a plan and being prepared, thinking that through ahead of time so that it doesn't become a stress point and you're just herding kids out the door because you didn't start early enough. Okay, when I get done with a section, I'm going to turn to you guys to see if you have questions, if you've like struggled with a point in the schedule, and we can talk through maybe some tips. Okay, let's go down to going to the dorms and getting lights out. I'm going to skip free time because Rebecca's going to go over kind of some tips on all those interactions between campers. All of them, Rebecca, you got to cover all of them, okay? So getting to the dorm, you're going to the dorm. Campers wind up. Have you ever noticed that? It's like time to go to bed and they wind up, okay? So you got to manage that energy, okay? For some reason, there's something in us that resists going to bed and it's happening in them. So, but you need to know that getting ready for bed and getting them to bed is the goal, and that's really critical that that goes well so you have a good day the next day, right? So bedtime is actually prep for the next day, and so it's important that you keep that moving. So some tips there. I tend to not squash the energy right away because then you're in a fight with your campers right away. Okay, so letting some of the energy go and blowing off a little bit of that steam on the way to the dorm or a little bit of craziness in the dorm, that's some camp fun. Let it happen a little bit, but you got to watch your timing, right? So then you got to move them into actually brushing their teeth, tucking their things away, So giving them a time is helpful, okay? In 5 minutes, we're going to all start doing this, or if you haven't done this, start now. Helping them manage that time is good. Keep that in mind. Don't let the craziness go too long and then you run too late, okay? Later on, we're going to dive into dorm devotions just a little bit at the end of this session, so I'm going to skip that one for now. Let's see. Okay, here are just some of my tips I'm going to run through. You can see what's helpful for you. I tend to have my campers all say goodnight before the lights are out. We get in a routine of getting all our goodnights out before you turn the lights off, because if that happens after you turn the lights off, you don't have an end time for the chatter and the talking, okay? So you get all your chatter out, then you get your lights off for quiet time. I tend to let my campers know that I'm going to be sitting up for a bit if they have a need. So a couple things happen there, right? They know there's some accountability. Their dorm leader is still listening and watching. They know I'm there. It does give them opportunity to, if they have something, they can come over and talk to me. They know they're not waking me up. And then it's just comforting for little guys to fall asleep when they know someone's awake. If you think about that when you were a kid, if you knew your parents were awake, easy to fall asleep. If you're awake at night in the middle of the night and nobody's awake, it's just harder for you to get back to sleep. So that's just a tip to helping them fall asleep, okay? I know a lot of you guys read to your campers when they fall asleep. That's a great thing to do. Helps them quiet down, helps their minds settle, and helps them fall asleep. So reading, having something for them to listen to is great. I like to finish that reading out with something out of God's word, going to the Psalms or something like that, letting God's word be the last word of the night. Many of your campers are already asleep, but those that are still awake, that's their last thoughts, hopefully, as they fall asleep, is something from God's word. Read the Psalms beforehand so you know where it's going. Otherwise, you do some pausing and, like, scrambling farther down to see if you can find some more comforting words versus, like, we're going to wipe out the enemy. So be prepared there. Use your fan to quiet all the rustling. I'm sure a lot of you do that, right? The fan is in there to help be white noise, smooth it all out, okay? Make use of your co-dorm leader that you're staggering who's taking that time, right? So that if someone's really tired, they can start falling asleep with the campers and the other one can handle that a little bit more time that you got to stay awake. I have to sit up, otherwise I fall asleep. If you get too comfy while you're reading or saying you're going to be awake for a while and you lay down, you're not going to be awake, okay? So sitting up, that's a time maybe to pray for your campers. You don't have a lot of time during the day, I find, to individually think about my campers, evaluate where they're at, so that's a good time to do that. And then go to sleep yourself. That is your rest time. That is the time when you're supposed to go to sleep. And so maintain that discipline as dorm leaders. Don't get in a long conversation with each other. You need to be awake and energetic and focused the next day. So go to bed when you go to bed. Okay, I've taken too much time. Off to Rebecca.
Okay, so really quick, can you guys, anybody say the...
I always interrupt her. She's used to it. Any quick questions on pinch points and schedule that you guys ran into and you're like, man, I just don't know how to get past that without being at a headache?
Also, just like, I feel like a good tip is having a watch.
I feel like having a good tip is having a battery watch, which is big, and always plan on being 5 minutes ahead is huge, I think so.
Yes, watches, because we take away your cell phones, right? So you need to watch. Any other good tips to managing your schedule or pinch point that you'd like some input on? Wow, they got it all down. We'll make them do it next time.
Yeah. Okay, so do you guys remember the mission of Living Waters Bible Camp? Can you say it with me? Equips individuals become servant leaders through the truth of God's word, intentional godly relationships, and adventures, learning adventures in his creation. Okay. Yeah. So we have a lot of intentional time, right, in God's word, in his creation, building relationships, right, nature programs, class time, devos, all that stuff, right? But also a lot of camp is kind of downtime where there's not like a strict schedule of like a program that you're doing, okay? So what are some kind of downtimes in your normal camp week? Okay. Oh, say it again.
Time in the dorm between events.
Gotta go quick. What are some other ideas? Downtime.
This is for the benefit of people listening, so they hear you. Rest time.
Rest time.
Waiting for meals.
Waiting for meals. Nice. Okay. Let me see. Let me check my notes. Dorm time, bus rides, meals, free time, walking time, travel time, right? Pool time. You just have all these kids in a pool for an hour with nothing else to do besides be in the pool, right? So what I want you guys to remember is like those intentional godly relationships are happening in that free time, right? It's not just during nature programs and class time and all that. It's in those free times, right? Those down times. So remember to make those times fun and purposeful. Right, so just I have just a few ideas for you guys of how to make those times purposeful. Some ideas. So one thing to think about is the songs that you're singing. Right, songs are great for pool time, bus rides, even waiting for meals and stuff. Right, so think about the songs that you're teaching your campers. They're gonna go home with these songs stuck in their head. Right, so if it's a fun song that doesn't teach naughty things like disobeying your parents, that's a pretty good song. If it's a fun song that teaches Bible truths, that's even better. That's fantastic, okay? If it's a repetitive song, they like those. If it has motions, that's fun, right? You can spice it up a little bit. There's lots of songs out there. Don't get stuck in one song all the time, okay? There's lots of fun songs out there, okay? So one resource that Elena just put together, we have a kids' songbook. This is more like Bible songs, but there's all these fun kids songs, okay? So you can ask to take a look at that, teach them some fun kids Bible songs. A really awesome resource is Camp Philip. Camp Philip is a Bible camp that has tons of fun songs, and during COVID on Facebook, they did all these song sessions of videos of all their fun songs. They got motions, their repeat after me songs. So look them up, learn a few, and teach them to your campers. They're super fun and also biblical. Okay, so sing your verse songs, right? All those kind of spice it up with your songs a little bit. You can be the leader in that to get your campers not just singing Tarzan a million times. I said it. Okay, games are another great way to help your campers pass the time, right? Like Joy was saying, that right before Devo is right, you want your kids to calm down, but they're really wound up. Play a game for a little bit in the dorm, right? Let them have fun, right? When you're waiting for meals, in that downtime. So you can kind of think about that. Like, do they need to burn off energy? Like, is Ninja a good idea? We have lots of space, we can burn off energy. Are we sitting and waiting? Maybe we should do a riddle, right? There's lots of fun riddles. Okay, there's like the green glass door. You guys know that? The Johnny Whoop. That's a fun one. They'll get stuck on that for a week. Okay. Pterodactyl, if you want to learn how to play Pterodactyl from Abby Douglas, she is a pro, okay? But all these things, there used to be, I think there still are, but I should double check, there used to be a green packet in the dorm. Any of you guys see those? Anybody read it? Yes! There's games in there, lots of fun games, active games, riddle games, hide it from your campers so they don't find out the secret to the riddles, okay? But lots of fun game ideas, be that. Just get, and like sometimes there's so many games, right? Just like get three really good ones to stick in your brain. Three, like those are my backups all the time. And then you have those, okay? Some other downtimes that you can put these things into practice. Sleepouts are amazing, okay? If you're nervous or you don't really like sleeping outside, because it's, you know, those mattresses are not that thick. It's still really fun for the campers, right? It's a new experience for campers. They get to be outside. Some of them never slept outside before. I've had campers tell me, I've never seen the stars before. I'm like, oh, so they need to be out, see the stars, right? Sit around a campfire, kind of wind down a little bit. Maybe they're processing thoughts from the week and they want to sit by the campfire and talk to you about stuff about God and that their relationship with God looks like, right? So if you're a little bit nervous about a sleep out, kind of push through that nervousness. Be brave. You being brave helps your campers be brave. If you need help, if you're like, I can't start a fire at all, program staff can help you start a fire. So
we love starting fires.
Big fires. So if you need help, if you need ideas, anything, ask for help and don't just be like, I will pass on the sleep out this year. It's really important for campers and really fun. Yeah, Carter.
Well, you can always check with your director or Andrew or find program staff at lunch on the patio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, generally, right, you can sign up at the beginning of the week of who gets to go where. You usually have to partner with another dorm because we don't have a lot of sleep out spots. So find a dorm that you want to partner with. And then staff will coordinate like moving your bedding and stuff like that. They can let you know that. If you're up high, like the Adirondacks are up high, we'll take your bedding there and you have to carry it back down the next day. If you're just like in the valley, you can carry your own stuff there. And you can coordinate snacks with the directors. But again, have a plan, right? So meet up with the other dorm you're with. Be like, okay, let's set up our stuff. Go look at the stars. Sing these three songs. Play this one game. Put them to bed. If you don't have a plan, the campers will take over. Okay? They will. So have a good plan. Make it fun, right? Put into some practice those songs, those games, right? Have some fun songs, some verse songs. So that can be a really good experience for the campers. And pool time, right? Pool time's another downtime. Get in there, play with the kids, splash the kids, gently dunk the kids, okay? Play the color game a million times if you're a girl. Apparently boys don't play that game. But that's another time to connect with your kids, right? I remember my dorm leader one year, she wrote me a note at the end of the week. She's like, I love being splashed by you in the pool. And now I'm like, did she really? But like, I remember that. She connected with me and like, it made me feel important, right? So in all of these downtimes-ish, right, there's those intentional godly relationships happening. So the other thing we're going to talk about with that is having one-on-one conversations, right? You can have lots of one-on-one conversations with your campers, whether that's like they approach you and want to talk about something, or you're just sitting together at a mealtime, or you're walking somewhere, right? Fill those kind of downtimes with intentional, godly conversations and one-on-one conversations. I remember two of the really big conversations I remember having with my dorm leaders when I really felt like, oh, like they're really paying attention to me and talking to me. One was, you guys good back there? So we were sitting on the swings, and she asked me like if I knew how to have Devos, if I did my own Devo time, and she told me about her Devo time and how to do that. And then another time, I don't actually remember, I just remember it was a really cool conversation, but it was walking past the buses in between things. And I remember like, she talked to me, and like, oh, she saw me. So, right, so do that for your camper, right? See them, hear them, right? And you can do that by having conversations, one-on-one conversations, and pretty much the biggest key of having good conversations is asking questions, right? Questions draw people out. And now, remember, you're not asking all the questions. You're not interrogating them because you don't want to be interrogated, right? So ask them a question. Answer your own question, right? Share a little bit about your story, about whatever you're thinking, right? So that they get to know you a little bit, right? And see the real you. You're not just some superpower dorm leader, right? You're a real person. But ask those questions. Make sure you really care about their answers, right? I heard someone say it was really strong, but they said, care or don't ask. Because if you're asking and you don't care, it's just better off not to ask. Okay? So this is a secret for all my kids I've ever had in my dorm. I keep notes on all my campers, right? Like their name, where they go to school, their family, right? And because I can't keep them all straight, at least in the beginning of the week, right? So and even in that evening time when kids are winding down, check your notes, pray for your campers, right? Write in like, oh yeah, they were nervous about this today. Check back with them the next day. So don't ask closed questions or questions just for information, right? So I'm going to practice this on Christiana. So, Christiana, do you have any brothers?
Yes.
All right, well, that conversation's over. All right, how about, tell me about your family.
I have 4 brothers and 4 sisters, 4 older sisters. There's a lot of us.
Okay, so then off that, I could go like, oh, like, what do your brothers do? What do your sisters do? So that's one side. What about, tell me who lives in your house.
Right now, it's just me, my mom, my dad, and my older brother who will soon move out and be married.
Okay, so there's just some different ways, right? Instead of just like, oh yeah, I have 6 brothers. Oh, okay. Great. But like, oh yeah, my older brother does this and my younger brother does this. And then so then you can ask like your family, or family's kind of hard and messy sometimes, right? So who lives in your house? Oh yeah, like my mom and my grandma and my little brother, right? So those are just some ways to get to know, to ask open questions, right? If you think about it, I've heard it described as that there's 4 levels of questions. I have this other chart up here that you can look at as I'm talking a little bit, but you can kind of think of it like wading into water, right? So like the first, you're like ankle deep is just facts, right? You can ask anyone this question. You can ask a complete stranger like, hey, what time is it? Or when's lunch, right? You don't have to have any relationship with them to ask facts, right? But then, second, you're getting farther in the water. It's like knee deep. You're asking opinions, feelings, emotions, right? Like, oh, hey, like, what'd you think about that, right? So you're getting into those opinions. You're building a little bit of a relationship, right? You can do that even in a few minutes, but it gets deeper. But then you're getting deeper. You're getting, like, chest deep, right, into their hopes, their dreams, their values. Like, how do you, like, what do you think about that? Was that good? Was that bad? Like, and then you get deeper, like, what does God say about that, right? So then you're getting deeper and deeper. So as you get to know your campers, you're kind of building that up. And you need a little bit of those fun, simple questions, right? But then you hopefully get deeper, right? And you can do this, like, nature programs, right? Oh, what was fun in your nature program? Oh, well, what do you think about that? Have you ever thought about that or, like, seen that in your life, right? So you get kind of deeper as you go. So I'm just going to share with you walk through a few fun questions. I have them up here. We're just going to go through them really fast. So, like, if at the beginning of camp, you can be like, oh, like, and this can be either just one-on-one with campers, or this can be, like, a fun dorm time thing, your first dorm time getting to know each other. Like, what are you looking forward to? What are you nervous about, right? What would make this week a success, right? And this is where you're answering that question, too. Oh, I'm excited about this, and I'm nervous about this. Like, show them that you're real, right? And then silly questions, but that have purpose, right? Like, what's your favorite movie or whatever? What, you could have an instant skill, right? You could have dinner with someone. You could squirt any liquid out of your fingers. What would it be? But then the fun thing with these is follow up with what? What's your next question? You could do this. Why, right? Why would you want to do that? And that's when you start to learn some fun things, okay? Someone asked a bunch of people, if you could squirt any liquid out of your fingers, what would it be? And then they said, why? And I'm like, that's fascinating. I learned so much about these people that I did not know. So I can tell you about it later if you want to know. Okay, so those are fun questions. Daily questions. Does anyone know what high-low buffalo is? Yes? What's high-low buffalo? Diane.
It's kind of like if you...
Oh, sorry.
So if you ask me what a high-low buffalo is, I'm going to tell you something that I really enjoyed about my day or my week, and then I'm going to tell you something that really kind of sucked, and I'm just going to tell you something random for my buffalo.
Yep, there you go. Yep, so good part, bad part, random part, right? You can do this as a daily thing, right? Asking someone, what's something you're thankful for today? Or what's something you're thankful for about your summer? Or your family, right? That's kind of a fun question. 5 adjectives to describe you today. That's a good one. And then follow up with
your
why.
Camper might ask you what an adjective is.
That's true. If they're younger. 5 describing words, right?
I might ask you what an adjective is.
And then you might answer it for yourself and be like, I'm tired. No. Different adjectives. Right? But then follow up, right? Ask the why. Ask, like, that's where you can start with a sort of, like, knee-deep question and get deeper, right? And then, like, God questions, right? Like, what's God been showing you? What do you like about camp? That's, like, some kids are like, oh yeah, devos have been great this week. Like, do you want to keep doing that when you go home? What's something you want to keep doing? What's something you have been doing you want to keep doing, right? What's an attribute about God that you're thankful for and one you find hard to comprehend or understand? That's a good one. That gives people talking. Okay, so, and Joy will talk a little bit about devos and asking questions in different ways, right? But just remember, right, ask questions to dig into them a little bit. As a leader, leaders give the gift of going first, right? So ask a question, be willing to answer your own question, always. Always be willing to answer your own question and share with your kids, right? And in all this, right, just like Joy was saying, always pray about all this. You can pray and say, God, please give me the ability to ask good questions. God, please help me remember my campers' names, right? Really, you can pray about all of this stuff, right? God, help me be a fun dorm leader in the pool, because God cares about these things, right? He wants you to build those relationships with kids. You can go to him about anything, not just help me lead good dorm devos because we're reading your word, right? That's important, right? But help me manage these kids, right? Help me be fun with games, right? You can pray about those things and go to God and depend on him in all this stuff, right? And if you guys want any, like, written resources of fun games, fun questions, list of all those things, I can get those to you if you ask me later. But now we're going to go on to any questions about those quick? All that information? Okay. Allison Lavold is a great resource for fun songs. Just throw that out there.
What's the best question someone has asked you that made you go, huh, I appreciated being asked that?
Did you make that?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's like they paid you a compliment and were interested, right? Okay. Any other good questions that someone's asked you? I put you on the spot.
Would you rather eat your favorite sandwich or be a car?
Okay. Good. A fun question. Get someone thinking, and what do you follow it up with after they answer? Why? Because that's where you get their thought process, their personality, a little bit of their background, okay? Okay, we are going to do a little bit of a focus on dorm devos, okay? And so I need some help here. We're going to set up, how many people we got? Five. We can probably get by with two tables, okay? Two tables, those big tables right here. Okay.
Yeah, all the way to the podium so we can get the next one in.
Okay, now the rest of you, you're going to have to come up here and you're going to stand on either side of the table. Okay, the long sides. You know, you all need to be up here. Come on, campers, off your bunks, come down by the table. Sorry, you can get your teddy bear later. Christiana, can you stand right there? Thank you. See, you're all being good campers. I still got room over there. The baby gets you out of it. The rest of you, you got to be here. Okay, do we need another table? We got another. No, there's room right down there for you guys. Kristen's trying to get the baby. See, this is a camper that you just got to move along and help out a little bit. Get her in her spot. Okay. What? Oh, okay. Okay, so we have a little picture up at Dorm Devos of cupcakes. I'm not telling you to eat food in the dorm. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I know that happens. I've done that before, but I cleaned up really, really well after. Super well. There was no crumbs left. Okay? Okay, you're each going to take a plate and a knife that's coming down. It's a plastic knife, so hopefully we don't hurt each other. Okay, campers,
keep your fingers out of the frosting. You will get to eat it in a little bit. Kristen, I'm putting you in charge of this dorm right here. Keep their fingers out of the, out of there. Okay, so we are going to build a camper's day. Okay, we're going to build a camper's day, which is going to, Rebecca, I might have to have you down there because that dorm is getting a little unruly. Okay. So we're going to build a camper's day that's going to eventually get to dorm devotions. Okay, because I want you to think about dorm devotions in the context of the whole day that the camper has experienced. Okay, so this is going to come around and you need to get a bottom layer to your cupcake. Okay, so take one, pass it down. And then you're going to get a middle layer to your cupcake. And then you're going to get a top. Okay, so we're going to think about our cupcakes, that dough, as, I saw that, Abby, as, she's my co-dorm leader. We keep each other in line, mostly. So the cupcake, the cake, is the learning content that your camper has experienced throughout the day, okay? So if we think of that base as that morning slot that they have, they experience like two main learning things in the morning. They have class time and they, okay, so the bottom is class time. Now you're going to put a layer of frosting on that bottom piece, okay? And that frosting is just the fun stuff, the games, the relationships, all the campy stuff that is happening as part of their experience, okay? You can have a conversation with each other later to figure out why you chose what you choose as you build this cupcake, okay? So class time, great big learning time that they're with their teachers, they're in God's word, they're writing things down potentially, they're working on their memory verses. Sometimes there's a morning devo that they've done in the dining room as well, okay? Now you're gonna put another layer, your middle layer in there, okay? Maybe that's nature programs. That's actually a learning time. They may not realize that it's much of a learning time. We're kind of sneaking it in there, but that's a learning time. There's content there that you can realize is happening for your camper in the morning as well. And then go ahead and put another layer of frosting. You can switch it up if you want. It's okay if you mix the knives in there. So now you have pool time and sports time and craft time, more fun stuff going on in camp, okay? I gave you a tricky project, didn't I? Okay, now you're going to put your top on, okay? Campers are going to experience chapel time, okay? Another big learning time in the evening. I'm kind of bringing across some big ideas and important things, spiritual lessons. And then you can go ahead and put some frosting on top of that, right? Because there's always this fun stuff that happens in the evening, playtime, big group games, dorm time, all those things that happen as well in the evening. Front porch for our senior campers, banquets and stuff for our girls campers, and capture the flag for our boys campers, all that fun stuff that happens in the evening, okay? So now you have a substantial, sweet treat right there. Some of them look a little messy. That's okay. It's camp. We might have had a messy day. And so now we're going to think about dorm devos, okay? And I want you to think about dorm devos as the sprinkles on top, okay? So we're not putting another layer of cake on. We're not putting a ton more frosting on because we want them to go to sleep eventually. So we're putting sprinkles on, okay? So you can go ahead and choose a sprinkle and put some sprinkles on your cupcake. And something interesting happens. When you put sprinkles on there, even if your cupcake is a little messy, it all of a sudden looks kind of fun and finished, okay? So dorm devos are not another learning time. You're not expected to give a sermon. You're not expected to, you know, write down everything they should have learned that day and review all of it. You're not expected to answer every question. So dorm devos are the sprinkle on top that allows the camper to close out their day with a focus on the Lord Jesus, okay? It gives them an opportunity to slow down and reflect what happened throughout that day. It gives them an opportunity to maybe listen to what the Holy Spirit has been saying to them, but they haven't slowed down enough to hear it, okay? And it's an opportunity for them to cement the memories of the day into their memory, the learning and the fun and all of that. So it's good to explain what devotions are early in the week and why we do them. So I like to explain to my campers that as a follower of the Lord Jesus, I want to be devoted to him. I want to be loyal. I want to be focused on him. I want to be following him. I want to abide in the Lord Jesus. And taking that time to close out my day with him is part of that. And so we practice that closing out the day as followers of Christ, showing our devotion to him, okay? So we focus our attention on him. We take a moment to hear what he's been teaching us. We acknowledge who he is, give thanks to him, and wrap up our day. So your primary objectives, what you're trying to do is, one, be short and to the point. Because remember, they don't always want to go to bed, so they might drag it out a long time if you let them. And it takes a little bit of the pressure off that you feel like, okay, I don't need to share a whole nother lesson, right? So that the pressure goes off there, but you feel the pressure come back on or the responsibility come back on when you're like, all right, my responsibility is make sure these campers have a time to hear from God and to close out their day well. So it is a big responsibility, but it's not a big responsibility in you having to share a sermon, okay? So what you're going for, keep it short and to the point. Each day, it's good to have the campers share something fun about the day. You can use some of those questions we talked about, okay? And it's good to go around the circle and get all your campers sharing. If you can, maybe the first time around, first day, they're not all up for sharing, but that's your goal, to help to get them sharing about something that's fun, because then as you go around the circle second time and you're asking them what they learned, then they're more open to share, okay? And it's really encouraging for one camper to hear from another camper what they're learning. Seeing their peers having that focus on the Lord Jesus can be inspiring and encouraging to them, okay? You share too in that time. Remember, keep it short, but there's your opportunity to reinforce a point from chapel or share something that the Lord's teaching you. But just remember to keep it short. Closing with prayers for requests and thanksgiving is good, helpful to get that focus on the Lord and that thankfulness in there as well. There are some other things that happen in that dorm devotion sometimes, right? Your first day, they just got here. They had one chapel. You have to establish some things about your dorm. If you haven't had a dorm time ahead of time, that devotion time does sometimes get taken up with dorm life, setting the tone, okay? Sometimes you're running questions. You might have a question box throughout the week. That's okay. Maybe don't make that the focus of every devotion. Maybe shortly answer one question, but think about it ahead of time so that you can do it concisely. But then also sometimes you need to defer those questions to, we can talk about that tomorrow as we have time on the bus or things like that, okay? And then you potentially could review a memory verse. You know, if your campers are doing a real good job wanting to really focus on that, you could run through the day's memory verse real quickly. Okay, so your quick layout is you could open in prayer. Then you ask your question about what they enjoyed about the day. I'm going to give you a handout. You can write in questions if you want. We're not going to brainstorm that right now because we're running low on time. Then you're asking them what they learned about the day. Try to use different questions, though. You don't want to get stuck in a rut of, what was fun about today? What did we learn today? You're going to ask the same question from a different aspect. Use different words, come at it a different way. What was surprising about today could be your fun one, okay? And get them thinking in a different way so it's not, doesn't feel like a rut, okay? And then closing in prayer, you can pray in different ways, right? Whether it's the dorm leader that prays, whether it's someone that volunteers to pray, whether you, if you do popcorn where they can just jump in, you might want to specify a number so you're not sitting there forever. And no one knows what to do, okay? So just be a little, thinking a little bit about how you're conducting that prayer, okay? So dorm devotions, don't overthink it. Don't put on crazy amount of pressure. But on the other hand, it is a responsibility to let that time be a reflection on the Lord and for them to hear what God is trying to teach them, because the day is so busy that we cannot hear from God because we're so busy. So make sure you get that time in there so they can really hear what the Lord is teaching them. You guys did so good at not eating anything. Such good, good self-discipline. So you can eat it now, but if you're a messy eater, go out into the dining room. If you're a clean eater, you can eat it in here. Okay, and I think we need to be done. So thank you, guys.